You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome and happy Friday to you all. By the way, every single person that's on hold right now is going to be able to get on the air to ask me a question. So anyone that tunes in after this or calls in after this might not actually get as big a chance as you guys that are all on hold right now. So don't go anywhere. Hey, I have a couple of little things I want to share with you before I take the call. The first is, please remind yourself that you are in the perfect place to have what you want. So every single experience that you've had is actually leading you toward what you want in this lifetime. And you got to remember that this life is totally, totally about you. It's what you're creating. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not kind and thoughtful of other people, but it does mean that you do have to fill yourself up first before you're any good to anybody else. And that's kind of a big deal because most people have this tendency to give to the point of almost sacrifice, where they find themselves that they can't serve their own needs because they've given so much. And what I'm asking you to do is think about this. First, you're in the perfect place where you need to be in order to move forward. Second, everything is happening for a reason for you to consider. And third, you came into this lifetime to participate in this life. You've been invited to the party. So act like you've been invited to the party. Just all I'm saying. So I'm going to go to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Let me get them on the air. 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Stephanie.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. Hello? What's your question for me today?
Hi. So I have been spending a lot of time researching ancestry and trying to solve a mystery, and possibly just because I feel lost in regards to the future. Like, they say history repeats, and maybe I'll learn something. So my question is, can looking to the past guide me somehow to the right future, or am I looking to the past because I just don't know where I want to go or what I want to be doing?
So my only, when you started saying that you were researching your ancestry, the first thought that jumped into my head for you was, wow, what if there's a screenplay about your own history that you could write? Okay, so something from the past actually does propel you into the future. So there's that thought. But what's interesting is it's saying here, and I gotta give you a thought to think about. Sometimes any activity is merely a distraction for you to actually go after what you want. So I was mentioning to a friend of mine, what if self-help books are just a distraction? Okay? What if a diet is just a distraction? Right?
Right.
So you have this card right smack in the middle of your five-card spread that talks about being disciplined enough to actually take a step toward what it is you really want. And, of course, the question is, well, what do I want, right? Well, you start with what do you love to do. Right. So you start with what do you love to do, right? Because the two cards that are smack in the middle of your reading is this new beginning and this sort of rebirth from the ashes. So it's kind of interesting that you're looking at, you know, your ancestry. I actually think there's a very provocative story here about a man, an older man, probably your great-great-grandfather, that did something rather unique or interesting, and I see you almost writing a story about that, because he was in a very, very tough situation, according to what I'm seeing here, and that would make an amazing story, because people love stories about heroes. They love stories about heroes. And so what I'm seeing here for you, Gal Pal, is that March is a big inspiration month for you. And instead of you suffering over where you are, I want you to start looking at your environment as though it's the perfect place for you to restart in some way.
Okay.
So, and I'm just going to give it, so if whatever you're doing for work doesn't sing to anything that you love in your life, it's time to change jobs, right? If you've always wanted to be, if you've always wanted to be involved in something that's more creative, well, it sounds to me like the job that you need to be in either needs to become more creative, or you find a job that allows you to be more creative. But your cards keep talking about from a place of pain or angst, or this vacillation energy you've got going is actually coming a new beginning. And it says here that you figure out what your new beginning is, where you're going to go next, even if it's a stepping stone, even if that step's not the perfect choice initially. It's saying nothing happens till something moves, and it says you're about to do that.
Really? Wow. Because I've been considering moving. That's my big question, is that, like, in my life right now, I don't necessarily like where I'm living, but I don't necessarily have another place that I want to move to. So I'm kind of in limbo as to where I want to live.
So I have a thought. Is there somebody that if you moved in with them, you could help them for maybe a couple months, but it puts you in a city or an environment that's more healthy or productive for you? You know, we live here in the desert, right? Okay, it's just something to think about, because I'm getting that the more you recreate your environment and the more you recreate toward what you love, everything shifts. So, all right, Gal Pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
And I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Antonio. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Antonio. What's your question?
My question is, I've been dating two women, so I've been pretty much going back and forth. So
right.
I decided
right.
to stick with one woman, the woman that I've known the least, the first woman I've known for a year and a half, and the second woman is for two months. So I'm favoring the woman that I've been with the least amount, because the last time being with the woman that I was with the longer, our vibe just didn't work out. And so now I'm like kind of seeing things more differently now. I was a little compelled. I didn't know which one to really deal with and want to go with. So now I'm on a straight and narrow path. And I just wanted to know, is the universe, is the spirit, you know, guiding me the right way?
So, Antonio, I have to applaud you for deciding on one woman. Have you told the other woman that you're only going to be dating one person?
I did.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is right smack in the middle of your cards is the card about stepping into your purpose. So
mm-hmm.
it seems to be that the woman that you've just chosen, the one that you've actually known the least amount of time, is more
mm-hmm.
in line with what you want to do moving forward. But I've got this. I got to talk to you about another card that's coming up here.
Okay.
It's funny because I am not as worried about your love life as I am wanting to talk about what you're supposed to do with your career. Because
mm.
what I'm getting here is that there's a huge level of frustration connected with your career, and that you're in a situation right now that's not ideal career-wise. And so what
I'm starting my own business.
That,
I'm starting my own business right now, real estate investing business.
Right. Okay, so what it's saying here is that the new woman is somebody that is actually more in line with the idea of perpetuating the future with you or developing
mm-hmm.
the future or planning the future with you than the other
mm-hmm.
woman. And what it's saying mm-hmm. is that you're in a point in your life right now where you're getting serious about your own happiness, and that
mm-hmm.
it's saying you're jumping in over the next year and a half with finding out everything you need to know about being successful and comfortable financially. So in
mm-hmm.
in addition to you doing real estate investing, are you also going to get your real estate license?
I'm not, no.
Okay, because I would encourage you to get your real estate license.
Hmm. Okay.
Because here's why. Because and I'm telling you this because I'm getting it really strongly, and I want you to be regarded as a serious business professional, all right?
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
we're talking 8 weeks worth of study to actually get
mm-hmm.
your real estate license, all right? But I
yeah.
don't want anyone to come and say, well, does Antonio have at least a real estate license if he's doing real estate investing? And if you say no, then they're going to go, well, I'd rather invest with someone that kind of knows how to actually sell real estate and buy real estate because they have that license, all right? So what it's saying is that over the next year and a half, I'm less concerned about the love relationship because I think that's going to happen easily. I'm more interested in you being all in with the idea of every aspect connected with real estate, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not about you being a shortcutter. This is about you actually being very pragmatic and using that real high energy that I see going on with you right now to get you
okay.
out of any feeling of being trapped connected with money.
Yeah. I mean, because I stepped out on a
yeah.
limb, actually, as far as, you know, starting my business. And it's more on the wholesaling side, and I'm investing in, like, seminars, the marketing, and I just haven't
okay.
got...
I still want you to get your real estate license. And
okay.
and I have to tell you that there are places, like, let's say you decided to sell for Century 21. Let me use that as an example.
Yeah.
And you go to them and say, I want to get my real estate license, and they may help you offset the cost of actually going to real estate school, as long as you sign up with them when you're done. Because it's not going to hurt for you to have that real estate license. Because what I'm seeing here for you is that you may have, and I'm going like 5 years down the road, I actually see
mm-hmm.
you owning your own commercial building where you're leasing
mm-hmm.
space to people and you're making a lot of money with very little effort.
Hmm. Totally.
All right, my friend,
yeah.
thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kay. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kay. What's your question?
I just wanted to know what changes you see coming up for me in the next 3 months.
And connected with one, what area? Because that's a pretty global question.
It could be work, it could be love, I mean, whatever, if you're picking up strongly.
Okay, so the questions you're asking is more of a full reading, so I need a specific
oh, okay.
question on a specific subject. So tell me your specific
okay.
question.
Okay, I wanted to know if you see any promotion coming for me in terms of work.
Okay, what it's saying is that you're probably going to have to make a choice of staying at this job or taking a new job. And I'll tell you why. You've got this guy
okay.
smack in the middle of your – you've got a guy in your cards that is he comes across as Mr. Smarty Pants, Mr. Know-It-All, a guy that is he's not as good as you are. There's no way on this planet that he's as good as you are. But for whatever reason – it's saying that that there may be a promotion given to him and that you might be overlooked for it, okay? Now, there's a way to gear the energy toward you, and this is what I would do, Kay, if I were you. is I would go above him. So whoever the boss is above this smarty pants guy, I would go and say, you know, I'm very interested in being promoted at this job within this organization. Is there anything I need to do to prepare or be more considered for that opportunity? Okay? Because what I'm getting here is that you've been so delightful and cooperative and amazing, and you're awesome at what you do. But this guy has been somewhat more, I guess, social or a little bit more of a butt kisser than you are.
Yes.
But
I know that one.
But he's not, but he's not as good as you are. But the thing is that he could have told your boss that you're not interested in being promoted. Whether that's true or not doesn't matter to him. He is all about what's in it for him. And frankly, he's a bit of a shortcutter, where you have put in the time and the effort and the energy and the education and the experience. You deserve it more than he does. So the way to make it happen is you go to your big boss, the guy that is in charge of both of you, and you say, I'm very interested in being promoted or going to the next level in this company. Is there anything I need to do to make that happen? Because the surprising response might be, oh, well, we didn't know you were interested in being promoted.
That's
so true. So by you going, because it's saying you're going into no compromise mode. Now, here's the other interesting shift, Kay, that's going on in your cards, is that when you do this, what's going to happen is that if you don't get a promotion at the job you're at right now, and if you don't hear about it within the next 6 weeks or by the end of April, which is about 6 weeks, what it's saying is that you're going to be offered a job somewhere else that is exactly the promotion for you. So, but it says here, you have the most powerful card a woman can get in a reading in my five-card spread for you, Kay. And in traditional tarot, it's called the High Priestess, right?
Okay.
It's saying that you, and this is your big path to success right here, what I'm about to tell you, is that you have the ability to tell people the truth without offending them.
Okay. That's true.
And the reason why Mr. Smarty Pants is so threatened by you is because he knows you're better than he is. I know. So the funny thing is that when you go to the boss and say, you know, I'm very interested in what my next level would be within this organization, they're actually going to be pretty excited that you've actually stepped up and said that. All right, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you very
much. See you later. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mandy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hi, Mandy. What's your question?
Yes, I wanted to see, to get some insight on the area of love.
Okay, so right smack in the middle of your card, and I always go to the middle card when I'm doing this five-card spread for you guys on the radio, is that the card right smack in the middle of your reading is that you want to be madly in love. You want to almost lose control over the idea of being madly in love, all right? But what's holding you back from that, Mandy, is the fact that you're so frickin' disciplined and you're so picky about who's going to get your heart that those two things seem to work against each other, which is very interesting. So you've got this card that talks about, I want to be madly in love, yet I'm super picky about who I'm going to get involved in. The funny thing is there's...
I just don't want to, like, be married to be married. I'm not one of those people.
Right.
Go ahead.
So here's the way I want you to look at this. Instead of throwing down the gauntlet that there's a checklist of 10 things that this guy has to have. I just want you to put the one vibe out there. Do I like him? All right?
Okay.
Because there's a guy here. I'm going to tell you about this guy. There's a guy here. But I have to tell you, this guy's
connected. I probably should have been more specific. Go ahead, hon.
Okay, there's a guy here that's going to lead you to your love.
Okay.
And there's a forgiving that has to happen with a woman here. So right smack in the middle of the cards is you wanting to be madly in love, and you're super disciplined about who that gets to be, right? But then on the one side of it, of you as a woman, you need to forgive because she just didn't know better, all right? Kind of immature, bless her little heart. And then there's a man here that's stepping forward to help you get your love. Now, the funny thing is this man could just be a friend that puts you in an environment that might have been connected to you in the past in some way. I mean, I'll just give you an example. I used to be a Toastmaster. So way back in the day, I took Toastmasters to hone my public speaking skills. So it's an activity that's from my past. Recently, I've had someone step up and say, Mona, will you go with me to Toastmasters so I don't have to go by myself?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm willing now to go with this person to do that because they're so scared to do public speaking, but it'd be the thing that would turn things around for them that I'm probably going to go with them. So there is I'm just telling you to watch it. There's a woman you need to forgive. That's the first thing. The second thing is there's a man that you've known for a while that wants you to do something with him as a friend, quote-unquote friend. And what it's saying is that that activity leads you to this great love. And your big power month for love this year looks like August.
Okay.
So something that you do between now and August introduces you to someone that actually allows you to let down your guard.
Okay.
All right, my friend. That's what it's saying. And I'm telling you, the thing is that you are so disciplined about how this love has to happen that you're missing opportunities. It's almost like you've stopped flirting. Instead of just liking someone for the sake of liking someone, it's like you're not engaging at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's been somebody
about that person real quick.
Okay, this person, there's been somebody I've been involved with since the beginning of 2015. So I would say he's primarily the reason that I don't have an interest in flirting with somebody else, and when I look at him, I do want it a specific way. I just don't want to go back to him just to be together. That's what he doesn't understand. If we get it to be a certain way, we're supposed to learn from the ways that didn't work. So
right. But what it's saying here is that you're cutting yourself off from a love opportunity here. For somebody that's not actually able to be fully committed.
Okay. So he's not able to be fully committed.
There's something else going on here that you're just you're using him as an excuse to not date other people when in fact he's probably seeing other people.
Okay. Yeah, we're not together right now.
All right, gal pal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, gotta let you go.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for the call. All right,
thank
you.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you?
What's your first name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
My question is in regards to new employment. Currently, I've signed up for public speaking classes, and computer classes. So the
okay,
computer
that's
classes.
Good.
All right. The computer classes end in June, and I'm going to be taking public speaking ongoing.
Okay, what it's saying is that in that computer class that you're taking, there's going to be a job offer, and I want you to take it.
Okay.
So anyone that's actually working with you right now, I want you to become very, very good buddies with them. And then I want you to turn around and say, by the way, if the company you're working at is hiring, or if you get a new job and you find out they're hiring lots of people, could you please let me know? Because what I'm getting here is that you getting this job, Lisa, has nothing to do with you getting it the hard way. It says be open to receive your blessings because they're right around the corner. As a matter of fact, it's saying that there's a job offer that could come as quickly as connected with the number 8. So I don't know if that's 8 weeks, 8 days, or the 8th of next month. But there is a new opportunity coming to you just by you asking the people around you if they know of something. Because it's not going to be hard or difficult at all to get this job. It not only will be a nice job, but it'll pay good too. So just start getting involved where you are, gal pal.
All right, I will definitely do that. Sounds excellent.
And also, when you're in Toastmasters and doing public speaking, say that you're looking for a specific kind of job. And you may be surprised that someone in Toastmasters steps up and says, oh, my God, Lisa, we have this job for you. So I'm not worried about you at all. Your cards are incredibly positive. All right, sweetheart, thanks for the call.
See you later. Thank you.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.